Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. For those of you who've been following my regular shows, or even those who have been on Patreon, they really know, or who've been following, the Ukrainian whistleblower interview that I did with John Dugan. You can look on it on my YouTube channel, on my website. It was an important interview that I did on a Ukrainian whistleblower that worked at Burisma Holdings and had, she was high up in, as an executive in the firm, had all the documents, names, everything to be able to take down the bad guys at Burisma Holdings. And we were doing a GoFundMe campaign, and actually John Dugan was doing a GoFundMe campaign, and I brought him on to help him raise money. In hindsight, I think the whole operation should have been done differently. Well, obviously it should have been, but they were trying to raise $10,000 to get this whistleblower and her family out of Ukraine and get them asylum in Russia. And she did a recording, and her voice was masked. But GoFundMe wrote a letter to John Dugan and said that they would not release the funds. I'll let you raise money, but would not release the funds unless they disclose the name of the whistleblower. And John was like, well, I'm not going to do that. That puts the whistleblower at risk, and we can't. They didn't do that for other whistleblowers that they have gotten funding for, but this one in particular they wanted. And because she felt a need to get out of the country, she was concerned about her safety in general, and she trusted them when they said that they promised that they would keep her name, the name of the whistleblower, confidential. And I sent a letter, and I posted it for my patrons, and I'm going to read it here. And so this is what I sent to GoFundMe. Of course, they didn't respond, but this is what I sent. It says, management, I'm contacting you for an official response of the shutdown of Dugan's campaign to keep a Ukrainian whistleblower and their family safe. As you know, a whistleblower's life and the lives of their family are in extreme danger when their information can implicate powerful individuals of crimes. It should be clear why a whistleblower's identity cannot be shared until after they are safe. I've seen evidence that Dugan has shared everything else you asked for aside from the whistleblower's identity. So why would you shut down this very important campaign? Lastly, you may believe you can keep an identity safe, but in today's digital age where all data is at risk, it is reckless to release the identity to you. Further, if this campaign continues to be cut off, one can conclude you are ultimately aiding and abetting criminal behavior. I eagerly await your official response in this matter, and then I sign my name. Well, they didn't respond, and we raised, I think we would have been close to 5,000 the day that we shut it down, and doing a one more mention, I think we could have gotten to 10,000 in hindsight. I think we would have, it was only 10,000. I know it seems like a lot of money to people, but we could have got 10,000 doing some other channels. And right now he has a direct PayPal donation that you can find on his Patreon account and on his website. You can find all that. But I think for the amount of money, we could have done a much better plan and not done this. But what happened is he sent me a message in Skype. And let me read that to you. He writes, I feel really bad about this. You remember that GoFundMe wanted her name to released? And so this whistleblower insisted I give it to them to make the process happen. I was very reluctant to do it, but eventually she convinced me I should, because she can't keep waiting in Ukraine. So Wednesday, he released her name to GoFundMe with their assurance. They gave him their assurance they would not tell anyone so they could satisfy their condition. And then he told me to call him because he has terrible news. And then I could not get hold of him. I'm like, are you safe? What's going on? And he said that he can't talk to me right now. He'll talk to me tomorrow. And he sent me his location, and he was in Ukraine, and I didn't know what that was all about, so I have a little thing of his location. And then I talked to him this morning, and it really makes me mad. Somebody at GoFundMe released her name to some bad guy with the thugs, that criminal cabal that we're trying to take down that has taken over our country as well. And they found her. They beat her up. She's black and blue everywhere. They stole her computer, her documents, everything they could find. They sodomized her with her brush, and she was in bad shape. Dugan hired a mercenary, a private intelligence mercenary group. They snuck into Ukraine and through the border of Russia, and they got her out and her kids. They are now safe in Russia. She's recovering in the hospital still from last week's attack, and her face is all black and blue, and she's kind of a mess. And we're hoping that she'll come forward and talk about her situation after she's out of the hospital. But one thing it does point to is that she has some information they do not want released, because otherwise they weren't going to beat her up so brutally and send her that strong of a message. Thank God she's alive. They stole all of her data. Maybe that's why they kept her alive. So if you want to see more information, John Dugan's YouTube channel, he did talk about it directly there as well. And go and listen to my original interview with him, because I did post the whistleblowers recording, their public recording on this as well. My patrons knew. I've been following that. I've been posting this with my patrons, so you can join my Patreon and you can get some. As I get information like this, I will often post it on Patreon, because it doesn't make sense to post it on a website, and I don't have enough to do a full show, so I paste it, or I put it up on Patreon for my insiders. And I also want to let you know that I am doing another follow-up on the information on the virus with Sherry Edwards' information. Just to give you an idea, and I'm gonna give you a better idea with this, is that she's afraid to put a full-blown sound file, because the actual frequencies create additional problems. This virus is very, very sophisticated, and nothing that she's ever seen before. I also saw studies coming out of universities in China saying that it is this virus potentially causes infertility in males. Another peer-reviewed study, I'm going to talk about all this in the next show. Another peer-reviewed study shows that it was manufactured for contagion. These are all the things that we said based on Sherry Edwards' frequency, reading through these frequencies. Now, she didn't say it caused infertility, but she was talking about it being a manufactured bioweapon, that it was high contagion, all those things. So I covered that right away based on frequency science. She also has had somebody at a quarantine center reach her to do profiles on their voice. It has to be recorded a certain way. You can't just take a podcast and see if somebody has the virus. It has to be in a certain frequency, and she has directions on that. Problem is, it looks like the higher ups or people there aren't going to take it seriously, and she is the only solution that can tell you whether you have the coronavirus or not that's out there. I mean, the other solutions are giving people false negatives and false positives, and this will tell you for certain. And there's also some information going around about glutathione. The virus attacks, according to the frequencies, it attacks glutathione. It's a master ingredient for your immunities. Now, people are saying that if you take it, it's hard on your system and things. Well, she sent me some research showing that it's really hard to overdose on glutathione. But if you do, of course, it's like anything else. You can overdose on water. You can overdose on almost anything. But she has a tool on her site to check your levels of glutathione, and so you can go there and check that, and if you need it, take it. If you get the virus, take it. It's attacking that specifically. And then, of course, with the C60, I had a master healer, Chuli, that came on and talked about the C60 being a master antioxidant, and then what the virus is doing is putting out free radicals, and then it's shutting down your organs. The C60 will do the job of glutathione. It takes out all these free radicals. I'm gonna have a scientist on soon that talks about that in particular. So look for that. I am way behind on my recorded shows because I keep doing these impromptu shows on important information that I wanna get out there for you. So I don't wanna just cover I have my regular stuff that I do, and so I'm going to be bringing out those as I can get those out. But look for a show just on the virus and updated information on that. And of course, I have the John Dugan information below. And for those of you that are looking for C60, I do have discounts for my patrons, and I have coupons on my website under the shop area. So I hope you stay safe and you stay with your loved ones, and you have an amazing day.